It's always good to get another win. You know, like I said a week ago, you know, we want to establish a winner's attitude around here. And you know, I think we did a good job tonight of coming out. And we had some, you know, issues with Mother Nature, but, you know, those are some of the things that we can't control. And all we can do is just control how hard we work, how hard we go out there and compete, and we did a good job of that tonight.
How much was the wind affecting even the passes early in the game?
It wasn't affecting the passes at all. You know, we practice, you know, rain, hail, sleet, snow, whatever it is, whatever the condition is. So, you know, today, you know, I think we did a good job throwing the ball around the park.
Hey, how did you feel about the way T.J. Fleming did it? Whatever you got to see of him protecting you, how did you feel about how things were on that side?
I think T.J. did a great job today, stepping in for us, and I don't think we had any sacks with the first unit. We had one issue come up, and that was just a different look. You know, I'm pretty sure if it was a regular season, we would have had more time to prepare for those different looks. But, you know, right now, we're focusing on becoming a better team. We're focusing on some of the things that we can do, you know, to help ourselves become a better team. So, you know, in the regular season, I'm pretty sure when that look comes up again, we'll be ready for it. But I think T.J. did a great job. The offensive line is doing a great job of just showing them the ropes around everything, and he's doing a great job of just stepping in right now.
People say, Teddy, that it's not the regular season, but still you guys are 7-0 in your 2 years with Zimmer in the preseason. What is it about you guys who are so sharp winning all these preseason games?
So, you know, that mindset that, you know, we approach every game as if it's a regular season game. But like I said, we want to develop a winner's attitude around here, a winner's mindset, and, you know, what a better way to do it than in the preseason.
Do you have any concerns about Blair? Any just words of encouragement for him after having a tough night like tonight?
Not at all. Blair, we know what he's capable of doing. He's a Pro Bowl kicker, and we're glad to have him on this team. You know, we know that Blair is an exceptional player, and he's going to do some great things for this team.
What do you see out of Charles Johnson tonight?
Charles, you know, he came up big for us tonight. You talk about that touchdown catch he had today with the defensive back all over his shoulders. So, you know, Charles, he's a big physical guy. He helps out in the run game, whether it's blocking for the running backs. And he showed tonight in the passing game in just the first half, not even the entire first half, but the first quarter, you know, he showed that he's going to be big for us this year.
How big of a threat is he in the red zone?
Oh, he's a huge threat. You know, he's a guy that size who can run. He's very physical also. You know, we like to get him on some mismatches, and we had one tonight, and it ended up being a touchdown.
Teddy, you were completing 80-some percent of your passes coming in. Now you're 70-some percent. Is there any figure that you look at or try to have a goal at that you want to try to complete this season percentage-wise of your passes?
You know, right now I'm in a position where, you know, I'm just the guy who distributes the football. And, you know, whether it's throwing a hitch route or a flare out of the backfield, you know, I want to be perfect. So, you know, that's the mindset. But, you know, no one's ever going to be perfect. You know, something always comes up. A receiver can slip running a route, or, you know, you can get hit throwing the ball. But, you know, I think, you know, we try to aim to being over 70% in the quarterback room. That's one of our goals. We take pride in, you know, completion percentage. We take pride in taking care of the football and, you know, commanding the offense. So, you know, it's going to be a fun year. You know, I have a ton of weapons at my exposure, and I can't wait to, you know, get everyone going.
Couple last ones for Teddy. How strange was it to see Blair, you know, miss a few kicks in those conditions?
What did you say?
How strange was it to see Blair miss several kicks?
Like I said, you know, Blair is an exceptional player. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's been to the Pro Bowl before, so we know what to expect from Blair. And tonight was just, you know, we had win factors, different things, but, you know, Blair, he's a strong guy. He's going to bounce back. And, you know, the team, we totally have faith in him. We're going to continue to trust him. And like I said, he's a Pro Bowl player.
As the preseason progresses, do you make any more effort to get guys like Charles and Mike more involved, just knowing that those are going to be a couple of your top receivers?
Definitely. You know, you want to get those guys rolling heading into the regular season, you know, and take advantage of the preseason, take advantage of training camp, and then just use this time to get those guys going.